In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
They said to Jesus, "Who do you make yourself out to be?" They were not expecting that Jesus was the eternal I Am of the burning bush. It didn't matter that the Jews should have been waiting and preparing years and years for this moment to come. When Jesus actually did come, they condemned him as blasphemer to stone him. They doubted. They did not have faith. They made the devil their father. Yet the Jews call Abraham their father. Abraham, by contrast, hoped for the promised seed to come. In fact, he counted on it. When asked to sacrifice his only son on a bloody altar, even after years and years of waiting and preparing for Isaac, Abraham expected the Lord to honor his promise. Abraham would become a great nation, and the Lord would deliver his people from their enemies, from deceit, from injustice. Abraham had faith. Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." Abraham possessed that eternal inheritance, the faith in the incarnate, crucified, and resurrected Lord. Abraham expected it. And it was so. Jesus himself says so. Jesus said, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my salvation, to see the day of salvation, and he was glad." Abraham rejoiced to see the coming day of Jesus' crucifixion. And just as they went to the mountain on the third day, Abraham rejoiced in the coming resurrection on the third day. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. And he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, "In Isaac your seed shall be called," concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a kind of a figurative sense. Isaac was dead and brought to life. Isaac received resurrection. The seed would come. Isaac, led like a lamb to the slaughter, trusted his father even unto death on a mountain, but not just trusted Abraham, trusted the Lord who provides. Isaac, too, was given faith. It is a near perfect foretelling of the submission, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus trusted his father, submitted to him even unto death, and even unto resurrection to new life. While Isaac walked away, thanking the good Lord for providing on the mountain, providing the ram in the thicket bush, Jesus did not walk away, but was carried away off the cross and put into a tomb. Isaac is saved by the ram in the thicket bush, but Jesus saves because he is the great I Am of the burning bush. Before Abraham ever was, Jesus was the great I Am. The Lord provides for himself the lamb for the sacrifice, Jesus Christ, the lamb who goes uncomplaining to death. To death so that you would have life. What do you expect? Well, you can expect that the Lord provided this sacrificial lamb for you also. You can expect the Lord to honor his promises to you, that you will receive the eternal inheritance. Abraham held the Lord accountable to his promise to make Abraham a great nation, that by Abraham's seed all families of the earth would be blessed. Abraham had nothing to fear, even though death of his only son seemed near. You have nothing to fear either. In holy baptism, you are given the same faith that sustained Abraham and Isaac. That same faith that is given to you is the promise to new life, to resurrection, even though you will die, even though you are dying now. By faith, you are made spotless by the spotless Lamb who bears your guilt. You have guilt, but he takes it away. And now you can expect life to the fullest, even amidst pain, troubles, suffering, and a world opposed to the spotless, unblemished Lamb. Now, you can certainly expect blasphemers to reject the gospel in your daily life, at your workplace, in your conversations. You can expect blasphemy, and it makes you sad, when others call themselves right and call your faith in God wrong. You can expect your enemies to attack you, to walk all over you, to be angry with you, to call God's word silly and foolish, to call themselves right. You can expect turbulent change to the stability that you know, the gifts of First Article, things you want, things you need, things you don't even consider, your family, your friendships, your job, your finances, your country. All this may change, yet one thing will always remain the same. Before your wants and needs ever were, Jesus is the I Am. You can expect the Lord to vindicate you, to make you right according to his word, to deliver you from your enemies, to protect you from blasphemous rejection, from lies. He does so by his body and his blood. You have life to the fullest, even amidst a changing world of instability, enemies, and false doctrine. In the beginning was the unchanging I Am, who became flesh. He became your flesh. And that flesh is payment to bear away all your guilt, to give you his pure life. You have nothing to fear, for the Lord fulfills his promises. The Lord provides for himself. He provides himself, the lamb for the sacrifice. Jesus Christ, the one who goes uncomplaining to death so that you can go joyfully to life. Jesus said to the Jews, "Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day and saw it and was glad." And you rejoice too to see that day of salvation. Even now, as on the last day, you see the day of the Lord's crucifixion and resurrection, which draws near to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.